Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. When Graham Bell invented the telephone, he started something. When the phone rings, you never know who's going to be on the other end. It could be a beautiful blonde who's feeling lonely, or the income tax inspector who's feeling awkward. Now, with Captain Povey's phone, it's never the beautiful blonde. It's always somebody who wants to be flaming awkward.
Hello? Captain Povey's office?
Admiral P here. This is intelligence speaking.
It's what?
Proper little sex kitten, aren't you? Here, how about you and I having a date?
Well, you can have one if you like, but I prefer nuts.
Well, in that case, we should get on very well together. Is Captain Povey there? Commander Bracewell wants a word in his ear hole.
Hello, Captain Povey speaking.
Ah, hello, man. Bracewell here. My word, you're in the muck this time, all right? Bad luck on you, of course, but somebody was bound to cop it, weren't they?
Cop it? Cop what?
This man's space shot at sea, old man.
What? Man? Space shot?
I mean, when you start trying to bung a chap in orbit for a frigate, anything might happen, even if they do think the new rocket fuel is the cat's whisker.
I just don't understand any of this at all.
Oh, you're not alone, old man. Nobody does. All we know for certain is that they've got this new rocket with the new fuel, which should make it possible to fire the beastly thing from a frigate at sea. Ha-ha! So, guess which ship they've selected?
Troutbridge.
All right, you are. Ha-ha! The frigates don't come any more expendable than her, do they? My word, she must be in a mess.
All right, you are. I'm expecting some of her officers in here in a minute, so I'll tell them the glad news.
Shouldn't do that, old man. They'll all desert on the spot. Cook up some story or other to keep them happy. You'll think of something.
No, wait. Hello, Commander. Oh, good grief. What will the fools think of next? What is it, Vera?
Not what. Ooh.
All right, then. Ooh.
Mr. Murray, Mr. Phillips, and Charlie Peace are here.
Charlie Peace?
CPO Pertwee.
I should have guessed. Send them in.
Say, please,
Zane. I... Very well. Please.
Miss Fox.
Send them in!
No need to shout.
You wanted to see us, sir?
Yes. Yes, come in, all of you. lovely to see you.
He needs glasses. He don't know it's us.
Oh, I know who it is, all right. My favorite crew. Pride of the service, and so on.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. There's a right load of old rubbish flying around here somewhere. Me big toe has given a nasty tweak of the twinging for building.
Nonsense, Chief. I just wanted to see you all to tell you some good news.
Good news, huh? Who for? You or us?
Well, you, of course.
I knew it. There's a dirty great dollop of dodgy doodah about to descend. From an astronomical height and all.
Possibly, but if you don't shut up, we shall never know what sort of dodgy doodah it is until it lands.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a chap likes to know what sort of an old nasty is underneath.
It's a competition, you see. What is, sir? Well, their lordships have been keeping an eye out for a frigate with a record for smartness, efficiency, good maintenance work, and a logbook of duties carried out to their complete satisfaction. A ship they can point to as an example to the rest of the fleet.
Go on, sir.
They've selected you. You've won.
May one with delicacy ask... One what?
I don't think one should, sir, no. because I'm still certain first prize is a dirty great dollop of dodgy doodah.
No, it's not, though. You've one more little duty to perform, and during that trip to sea, their lordships will decide who goes on a free air trip round the world.
A free air trip round the world? What, all of us?
Not unless it blows up.
Not
all of you, I'm afraid. Just one man will be selected.
You mentioned one more little duty we had to perform, sir.
Oh, yes. There's nothing unusual or out of the way. Just a short sea trip. After the modifications to your ship have been completed, of course. And then the...
Modifications? What? Modification.
Oh, nothing much. No, nothing to worry about. Just some bit of nonsense the boffins want to try out. No need for you to bother about it. They'll deal with it all. There's no need for you to concern yourselves about it at all.
Me big toe is all of a tweak again. I don't like it.
How long will it take to fit these modifications?
Oh, not long. I imagine they're fairly portable. Well, it's been delightful to see you all again. Delightful.
But we only saw you yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes.
Well, how time flies. I mustn't keep you any longer. A proud day for Totford, gentlemen. A proud day.
Yeah, very likely, sir. But my big toe is still tweaking immoderate.
Oh, come on, Chief. Who knows? You might be the one who gets the free air trip round the world.
He might indeed. With any luck, he will. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
What is it? Where did it, whatever it is, come from, and why are they stuck, whatever it is, and are stuck, and what does whatever it is do? I don't like it. I don't like it. Whatever it is and whatever it does, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
Not at all. No.
No.
What's all the panic about it? It's only a platform and that great big case thing.
Yes. I wonder what's in that. Perhaps it's a rocket.
Oh, what a ridiculous idea.
Why? It's the right sort of shape. I mean, it might well be some sort of new... We're not cheering you up much, Chief, are we?
No, sir, you're not. And I, for one, don't want to know what's in that case thing.
Well, it'd be jolly difficult to find out anyway. I had a look at it earlier, and it seemed to me it was made of solid lead.
Lead? It can't be, sir. No, sir, you must have been mistaken. I mean, lead? The only reason they keep anything that size in a lead case would be if it was radioactive. I was right! It is a dirty great dollop of dodgy doodah.
Of course it isn't.
Then where have all the other ships in the dock gone? Why are we floating here all on our tod?
That's got nothing to do with it. It's just the law of self-preservation. They must have heard that we're putting to sea shortly. So they've run for it before we clobber them as Mr. Philip tries to get us out.
I heard that. Charming. How's that for a stab in Leslie's back?
Well, it wasn't bad, actually.
Huh.
Pardon?
Nothing, just huh.
Don't you hurt me.
Oh, gents, please. Come on, this is no time for a nasty attack of the temperamentals. Look, don't you realize their lordships are sending Pertwee to his doom?
Oh, don't be so ridiculous, Pertwee. What are you making so much fuss about? All that's happened is they built a great big landing place on the... stand there and stowed that whacking big crate made of lead on the deck with armed guards around it, and every other ship has left the... Doesn't look so good, does it?
Here's old Thunderguts again. Let's tackle him about it. As far as I'm concerned, the most suspicious thing about all this is his attitude. I've never known him to be so chummy.
But I reckon he's working on the same theory that a condemned man cops an hearty breakfast.
Yeah, well, I didn't. No names, no patril, but somebody nicked Leslie's banger this morning.
I never touched your beastly banger.
No names, I said. But of course, if the cap fits...
It doesn't.
Well, that's that, then.
Certainly.
No more to be said.
Nothing whatsoever.
Exactly. Quite. I'd still like to know who had my banger.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Well, I didn't have it.
I had the tiniest rasher, too.
You didn't? I did.
Mm. I suppose you measured them.
Certainly.
What with my banger?
I did not have your banger.
Well, somebody did.
Her.
Pardon?
Nothing, just her.
I'd have thought I was the one that should go, her. I mean, I was the one who had his banger pinched.
Look, if anybody's interested, I cut porridge and baked beans on the same plate.
Oh, nasty.
Yes, sir, it was so nasty. Next time I pass a comment about the cook, I'll keep my voice down.
Watch yourselves. Here comes Captain Povey, and he's got somebody with him.
Blimey. So he has. Perhaps he's the chap who nicked your banger, sir.
Huh.
Good morning, gentlemen. Lovely to see you all again. Everything going according to plan?
Yes, sir, including my banger.
You what? It's all right, sir. He didn't have something for breakfast, which has disagreed with him.
Oh, I see. At least I think I do. Now, I'd like you to meet Professor Fosdyke. He's in charge of a little experiment and will be sailing with you, of course.
Oh, charmed. I'm sorry to put your chaps out like this, but we must find out if it works, mustn't we?
Find out if... what?
Works, sir.
Oh, I can't tell you that, I'm afraid. Top secret and all that rubbish.
Oh, well, couldn't you give us a little hint, sir?
Well, I suppose you could say it.
No, no, sir, you couldn't. No, far better not, sir. I mean, we don't want a mutiny on that. I mean, it's nothing to worry about, gentlemen, nothing at all. Come along, Professor. May as well see how your work is progressing.
But I don't even know their names or next of kin.
This way, Professor, this way.
That's it. There's something very panic-making going on. Yes. Oh. Compassionate leave, sir. I've just heard my dear white-haired old mother's in urgent need of her dutiful son's help, so you see she's
no,
not...
Chief.
What's the matter with her, Chief? Has somebody pinched her banger too?
Yes. No!
Watch yourselves again. Captain coming on the bridge this time.
Oh, here you all are then. Anybody know what's going on? No, silly of me to ask, really. You never know what's... I've just bumped into Povey. He tells me we're going to sea at once. Not that it surprised me, of course. When I saw all the other ships had run for it, I mean, I guess they'd heard we were going to put to sea and didn't want to get slobber trying to today's the day, then, is it?
Apparently so, sir.
Yes. Well, there it is, then. Yeah. None of you heard any rumors, of course, what all this is about, I suppose, did you? No. All looks pretty dodgy to me, you know. I mean, did you know what that whacking great thing was made of? It's made of lead. Yeah. No, you can't have done. Otherwise, the chief here would have melted it down for scrap days. Days. Today. Today's the day, then, is it? Yes. Well, they say it is, don't they? Yes, they do. Well, mind you, it started well as far as I was concerned. Can't think what happened for the first time since heaven knows when. The cook gave me two bangers for breakfast. I mean, two of them. You wouldn't believe it, would you? Two of them.
I think Mr. Phillips would.
Yes. Well, I mean, he'd believe anything, that one. Today is still the day, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Still.
Yes. Is it really? How time flies. All looking forward to the trip, are we? Of course, yes. Of course we are. I mean, there was a lovely moment just now when that Boffin chap told Povey he'd got a sail with us as well. He went white, absolutely white, he went. I mean, I thought I was going to faint. You've never seen anyone in such a panic. Of course, he knows what all this old guffin arse stands for. So probably that's why he didn't want to. Today's the day, isn't it?
It's our last, I should think.
Yes, well, there it is then. Pick it up, would you? It's, just thought it would cheer you up to know that Povey is... hasn't cheered you up, has it? No. Well, funny about my getting too... Oh. Well, I'd better put to sea, I suppose. The sooner we get started, the sooner we'll get blown to... Today's not my day, is it? Well, there it is. I'll leave you to make a mess of it. If anybody wants me, I'll be waiting for a bang in my... Oh, my word, it's warm in here. Good day. Oh.
Well, I suppose that's what they call a pep talk from the captain. Cheered me up no end, that has, I must say. Permission to desert, sir. I know a chap who could fix us all up with forged passports and an address or two in foreign parts where the grub is odd, but the girls are very, very...
No, Chief. No. Very tempting, I agree, but no. Put to sea, Mr. Phillips. Put to sea.
Aye, aye, sir.
Odd, isn't it? We've been steaming for nearly 6 hours now, and we haven't seen another ship on the horizon.
Well, you didn't expect to, did you, sir? They've all been warned. Keep off! Trout bridge is full of explodable dodgy doodah.
Well, at least we know now it is a rocket.
With the blooming thing stuck at our stone, pointing ever upwards, they could hardly keep it a secret, could they, sir?
No, quite. Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain.
What is it, Goldstein?
Well, it's a rum sort of a turn out this, isn't it? Trotting about the high seas with a whacking great firework behind us. Reminds me of the times we used to have back in wonderful Wales every November the 5th when I was knee-high to a mountain goat.
I didn't know you celebrated November the 5th in Wales.
Of course we do. If he'd got away with it, Guy Fawkes would have been a Welsh national hero. What better way of getting us home rule and blowing that parliamentary din of iniquity sky high?
But
oh, by the way, I've been meaning to ask for some time, sir. Seeing as I've been a leading seaman for quite a while now, when am I going to be made a petty officer?
Goldstein, this is hardly the time.
But I realize that if I'd been English, I'd have been made 1 year ago. So it really amounts to how much longer this persecution of a native of an occupied country is going on, doesn't it?
Goldstein, there
before
are...
Before you say anything hasty, sir, it occurred to me that we don't know where that rocket on our stern is going when they let it off, do we, sir? I mean, it could be that as Mr. Fox didn't manage to blow up the House of Commons from underneath last time, we're having another go at him from a great height instead.
Don't be so...
Of course, we might get some idea when we know if the chap who's going in the rocket is Welsh.
Pardon? Nobody told us it was to be manned.
Oh, well, it is. There's a little door on the side for the driver.
What?
Worrying, isn't it? Aren't you glad you're not an MP?
Goldstein, hello.
No, what was that? Did he say the rocket is going to have a man in it?
I'm rather afraid he did.
Look, where is he? I mean, where is the pilot? I haven't seen any chap done up in a bungee suit with a glass hat.
Neither have I. That's it,
the free air trip round the world.
It's got to be one of us. Oh, nonsense.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's not nonsense. So we've been trapped. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bang. Bye-bye, Johnsy. Never forget to ride.
No, I'm not standing for it. I'm not going. I'm not going. Up the Welsh, give them home rule, I say.
Steady, old man, steady. I mean, what makes you think you'd be the one they send? I mean, if anyone has to go, they're much more likely to send a navigator. And permission to desert, sir. I've heard he knows a chap with forged passports.
Oh, be quiet, the pair of you. Captain Povey's outside, and I'll have a word with him and put a stop to these ridiculous rumors at once. Captain Povey, sir.
He's coming, number one.
Murderer!
Right, gentlemen. Well, this will do very nicely. Stop engines and drop anchor.
Aye, aye, sir. Stop engines, drop anchor.
All right, gentlemen. Now, follow me to the stern. I'll show you what all this is about.
I knew it. There are three of us. He's got to go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. But if I know that meanie, moe is going to be me.
Well, two of us are hoping it will be.
Well, stop chatting amongst yourselves. Now, this way, gentlemen. This way. As I understand it from the professor, this rocket fuel is a sensational breakthrough, which is so compact that it makes launching from a frigate possible.
Yeah, very likely, sir. But is it wise to try, sir? I mean, why not leave well alone, sir? I mean, it'll only muck up the weather.
I agree. Save the beastly thing till November the 5th, I say.
Oh, I hardly think we could do that. Once the rocket has been primed, like this one has, with the new fuel, she must be launched. The stuff becomes more unstable than gelignite in about 3 hours.
When did you fuel this one?
About 2.5 hours ago. About? Well, stupid, really. I forgot to look at my watch.
Oh, what a shame. Because now you don't know exactly how long it'll be before it... I think I'd like to lie down for a bit.
Well, so you shall. We thought you'd like to see the cockpit, where I shall be during the flight.
Well, you, Peter. You mean you're going, sir, not us?
Naturally, Chief. I'm afraid my little fib about one of you going on an air trip around the world was just a little ruse. Security and all that.
Who cares, sir? A ruse by any other name would pong just as elegant.
Well, you first, Phillips, old man. Just ease your way in through the door, and you'll see where I'll be for the next few hours. A bit cramped, of course, but no worse than the underground in the rush hour.
I'd rather not.
Now, come along, Mr. Phillips. We're all going to try it. Now, get in, man. Time's getting short.
Yes, that's what's worrying me, man.
In you go.
In here.
In the split. Oh,
easy now.
Easy now. Now, don't knock anything.
Oh, it's jolly cramped, isn't it? Now, what are all these switches for here?
Oh, I was coming to them. That green one closes the hatch.
What, this one here?
Now, that's a pity.
What is?
Well, closing the hatch like that. He didn't wait until I told him which switch opens the thing again.
Yeah, all right, sir. We know you want to come out for walkies.
Professor Fosdyke, but what are we going to do? How are you going to get that fool out of there?
I think he's beginning to panic.
That's what I'm afraid of. You see, he knows the green switch closed the door, so he's liable to think that the red one next to it will open it again.
What does the red one do?
Yes. Well, we know what the red one does now, don't we?
Assassin! Assassin! You've done it, me!
All right. The cabin is pressurized. The snag is, how do we get the clock down again? We'll just have to hope that ground control at Land's End were listening and plotting his course.
Bearing 150, 8, 15 miles.
And getting higher all the time.
Good luck to him.
Whoever he is. Bearing 160, 8, 15 miles an hour.
Bearing 160, 8, 15 miles an hour.
Excuse me, miss. Urgent signal from HMS Peatbridge.
Ooh, what's it say?
From CPO Pertwee to you lot at Land's End. Message reads,
Stop mucking about. Where is our wandering boy tonight? Stop. Have you put a light in the window? Message in.
Right, well, send signal back. Message reads, we'll put light in window when you put shilling in the meter. Signed, Uslaw at Land's End.
Very good, miss. Ooh, watch yourself. Here's the air marshal.
Thanks.
Rotten old. How high is he now?
16 miles, sir.
Is he now? Doing well for himself, isn't he?
Oh, steady at that. No, no, left hand down a bit. No, no, right hand up. Oh. What was that? Oh, hello, Telstar. Regards to the president. Right hand, no left. Too late.
Calling astronaut Phillips. This is Air Marshal Willem Tiddy calling from Land's End. Good afternoon.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Tiddy. I don't want to be difficult, but would you mind getting me down, please? It's perishing up here.
Ah, well, it's been a bit parky down here, now you come to mention it. Old Jack Frost did my roses no good at all last night.
I don't care if he froze your fertilizer. Get me down.
Well, just as you like, my dear. Now, as soon as you pass over Trout Bridge, which should be in about 25 seconds or so, press the button marked GL.
GL?
That's right, my dear. Ground level. And happy landings.
Oh, thanks, my dear.
Bearing 170 and 860 north miles, sir. 17 north. 18 off. However high is he going?
Come back, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, please. Come back, sir. All is forgiven, Mr. Phillips.
Let's hope he finds the right button this orbit. How high will he be this time?
54.5 miles.
Quiet a minute. Look up there. Isn't that him? There's something glinting in the sun.
It must be him.
Wonder if he's got his sunglasses. At least the fool's found the right button at last.
And at exactly the right moment, by the look of it. With any luck, he should land back on the launching platform.
Well, let's hope he finds the button that lets him out this time and not the one that sends him straight back up again.
Take cover, everybody. He's coming in to land.
Everybody, including Mr. Phillips, down.
Good gracious. He made it.
And we're still here.
Hello, you chaps. Lovely day. It's a real fireball up there.
Hello, someone's taken the mickey.
Up, Lieutenant Phillips. I hope you realize what you've done.
Oh, about 50-odd orbits, actually. My word, didn't half go. Just as well I found this switch to get down this time, as there's only enough fuel left for another 3 whizzes round.
Then, how'd you know that?
Well, Hoppins, Ash.
Come in here.
Look, there's a fuel gauge just above your right eyebrow.
Well, I can't see anything.
Lean back a bit, sir, but bring your knee up there. And mind the other knee, sir. It's by the green. Oh, what a shame. Well, I'm not sure, actually. I think it's the red one beside the,
Well done, Mr. Phillips. Now what?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. Perhaps we'd better have full ahead both and left hand down a bit. I never did like goodbyes.
Well, I'm more worried about our lives when he gets back, sir. Full ahead both and left hand down a bit. It very definitely is, sir. Never mind, Captain Povey. We'll put a light in the window for you when you get back.
Hey,
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Bovey was played by Richard Caldicott, Vera was Janet Brown, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, Air Marshal Tiddy was Laurie Wyman, Taffy Goldstein was Tony Evans, and Captain Bell was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.